My wife, Krishnapriya Mataji, and myself are very, very happy to be back here. We have often remembered the wonderful time we spent here last.
Mes atsimename tą puikų laiką, kurį mes praleidome čia paskutinį kartą.
This time, by Krishna's grace, I don't have bronchitis like I did last time. I had very bad bronchitis.
Mano pasisekimu šį kartą aš nesergu bronchitu kaip na kartą.
But in spite of being very sick the last time, it was the most one of the most wonderful experiences I've ever had in my whole life was being here with you all.
Ir nežiūrint į tai, kad aš buvau labai sergantis, bet tą kartą aš tikriausiai čia turėjau vieną iš labiausiai įspūdingiausių tokių patyrimų mano gyvenime su jumis.
Because we found such great enthusiasm for hearing and chanting the glories of Lord Sri Krishna.
Kadangi mes čia sutikome didžiulį entuziazmą klausantis apie viešpatį ir išlovinant.
So tonight we are reading from the most wonderful transcendental knowledge.
Taigi šį vakarą mes skaitom labai
Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Transcendentinės iš Srimad Bhagavad Gitos.
This is Raja Vidya. This is the topmost knowledge.
Yra Raja Vidya, tai yra aukščiausiosios žinios.
Chapter number 12, texts number 6 and 7.
12 skyrius, 6 ir 7 tekstai.
So we will just chant the first mantra, chapter, verse number 6. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yay.
Yay.
Tu.
Tu.
Sarvani.
Sarvani.
Karmani.
Karmani.
Mai.
Mai.
Sanyasya.
Sanyasya.
Matpara.
Matpara.
Ananyena.
Ananyena.
Eva.
Eva.
Yogena.
Yogena.
Mam.
Mam.
Jayantaha.
Jayantaha.
Upasate.
Upasate.
That's it. Okay. Yetu sarvani karmani.
Yetu sarvani karmani.
Mayi sanyasya matpara.
Mayi sanyasya matpara.
Ananyena iva yogena.
Ananyena iva yogena.
Mantyayanta upasate.
Mantyayanta upasate.
Yetu sarvani karmani.
Yetu sarvani karmani.
Mayi sanyasya matpara. Ananyena iva yogena.
Ananyena iva yogena.
Mantyayanta upasate.
Mantyayanta upasate.
Yetu sarvani karmani.
Yetu sarvani karmani.
Mayi sanyasya matpara.
Mayi sanyasya matpara.
Ananyena iva yogena.
Ananyena iva yogena.
Manjayanta upasate.
Manjayanta upasate.
Translation. For those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me, and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Prita, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. Purport. It is explicitly stated here that the devotees are very fortunate to be delivered very soon from material existence by the Lord. In pure devotional service, one comes to the realization that God is great and that the individual soul is subordinate to Him. His duty is to render service to the Lord, and if he does not, then he will render service to Maya. As stated before, the Supreme Lord can be appreciated only by devotional service. Therefore, one should be fully devoted. One should fix his mind fully on Krishna in order to achieve him. One should work only for Krishna. It does not matter in what kind of work one engages, but that work should be done only for Krishna. That is the standard of devotional service. The devotee does not desire any achievement other than pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His life's mission is to please Krishna, and he can sacrifice everything for Krishna's satisfaction, just as Arjuna did in the Battle of Kurukshetra. The process is very simple. One can devote himself in his occupation and engage at the same time in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Such transcendental chanting attracts the devotee to the Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord herein promises that without delay, he would deliver a pure devotee thus engaged from the ocean of material existence. Those who are advanced in yoga practice can willfully transfer the soul to whatever planet they like by the yoga process, and others take the opportunity in various ways. But as far as the devotee is concerned, it is clearly stated here that the Lord himself takes him. The devotee does not need to wait to become very experienced in order to transfer himself to the spiritual sky. In the Varaha Purana, this verse appears. Nayami paramam sthanam achir adi gating vina garuda skandam aropya yachejam anivaravitaha. The purport of this verse is that a devotee does not need to practice astanga yoga in order to transfer his soul to the spiritual planets. The responsibility is taken by the Supreme Lord himself. He clearly states here that he himself becomes the deliverer. A child is completely cared for by his parents, and thus his position is secure. Similarly, a devotee does not need to endeavor to transfer himself by yoga practice to other planets. Rather, the Supreme Lord, by his great mercy, comes at once riding on his bird carrier Garuda, and at once delivers the devotee from material existence. Although a man who has fallen in the ocean may struggle very hard and may be very expert in swimming, he cannot save himself. But if someone comes and picks him up from the water, then he is easily rescued. Similarly, the Lord picks up the devotee from this material existence. One simply has to practice the easy process of Krishna consciousness and fully engage himself in devotional service. Any intelligent man should always prefer the process of devotional service to all other paths. In the Narayanyaniya, this is confirmed as follows. Yavai sadhana sampati puru sharta chatushtaye tayavina tadapnoti naro narayanashrayaha. The purport of this verse is that one should not engage in the different processes of fruitive activity or cultivate knowledge by the mental speculative process. One who is devoted to the Supreme Personality can attain all the benefits derived from other yogic processes, speculation, rituals, sacrifices, charities, etc. That is the specific benediction of devotional service. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, a devotee of the Lord can approach the supermost destination easily and happily. But this destination cannot be approached by any other process of religion. The conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is stated in the 18th chapter, Sarvadaman Paripyojo Maam Ekam Sharanam Vrajo Ahang Tvam Sarvapapebhyo Mokshiyashami Maashuchaha. One should give up all other processes of self-realization and simply execute devotional service in Krishna consciousness. This, or rather that, will enable one to reach the highest perfection of life. There is no need for one to consider the sinful actions of his past life, because the Supreme Lord fully takes charge of him. Therefore, one should not try futilely to deliver himself in spiritual realization. Let everyone take shelter of the Supreme Omnipotent Godhead Krishna. That is the highest perfection of life. Om Akyara Timuram Dushaganjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakata Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So this verse is especially relishable. When we compare it to the verse that comes, these two verses rather, when we compare these two verses to the verse that comes before them, which describes the pathway of those who are attached to the unmanifest impersonal feature of the Supreme.
Kuris aiškina apie kelią tų, kurie yra prisirišę prie neišreiškio asmeninio aspekto, Dievo asmens aspekto.
It's a very troublesome path.
Yra toksai sunkus kelias.
There's another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam which describes that troublesome path.
Yra posmas Srimad Bhagavatam, kuris būtent pasakoja apie tą sunkų kelią.
The Sanskrit word describing that trouble is krichchena. So the word itself just sounds troublesome. So you may do that krichchena, that very troublesome activity. By great trouble you may engage yourself.
Sunki veikla, į kurią jums sunkiai atliepama.
We may try to elevate ourselves by that process of philosophical speculation.
Ir šito filosofinės spekulacijos metodo pagalbos galite stengtis pakelti save aukštyn.
The absolute truth is not this.
Jūs galite sakyti, kad absoliuti esi tai ne tai.
It's not that.
Tai ne šitai.
It's not this. Not that. Neti, neti, neti. But what do you end up with? After all that endeavor of austerities and philosophical speculation, what is your great accomplishment? Nothing. Nothing.
Nieko. Koks yra pasiekimas? Tai yra nieko, jis nepasiekė nieko.
So, why follow such a pathway?
Taigi, kam iš vis sekti tuo keliu?
You put all your money in one bank account.
Jūs padedate savo pinigus į vieną banko sąskaitą.
And you go to take your money out of a bank account.
Ir tada jūs ateinate pasiimti iš tos sąskaitos savo pinigus.
And they tell you this account is false. So what's the use of such a bank account? So the Mayavadis, they say Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. This spirit is truth. And this world is false. But their conception of that truth is formless, impersonal oneness. We may become temporarily satisfied by some conception of formless oneness.
Galbūt mes kurį laiką būsim patenkinti su šitokia koncepcija beformė ir vieninga.
Because we've been so much cheated and misled by this material world.
Kadangi mes buvome tiek labai apgaudinėjami ir klaidinami šito materialaus pasaulio.
And they give us some sense of relief to deny everything that exists here
Ir tai mums duoda tokį kaip jausmą, kuris leidžia paneigti visą šitą pasaulį, kas jame egzistuoja.
We can negate all those entities who have cheated us.
Mes galim kaip ir paneigti tas gyvas esybės, kurios apgaudinėjo mus.
That way we can get revenge.
Ir mes kaip ir galim atkeršyti už tai.
But what do you end up with?
Bet kuom jūs pabaigsit visą tai?
They're still there.
Viskas vis tiek išlieka.
It's just your mental conception.
Tai jūsų tokia kaip koncepcija.
The Bhagavatam says the vimukti maninas, which means it's a liberation in your mind only.
Ir Bhagavatam sako mukti maninas, kad tai yra išsivadavimas tik tai jūsų prote.
You haven't really attained anything.
Jūs nieko nepasiekėte.
You just think that you have.
Jūs tik tai galvojate, kad jūs turite.
So in this way you can go on for some time thinking, yes, I am one with Brahman.
Ir kurį laiką jūs galite tęsti, galvodami, kad aš...
In your little dream world.
Aš susivienėjau su Brahmanu. Tai yra jūsų svajonė.
Until you, everything comes crashing down and you again become victimized by material sense gratification.
Ir kol galiausiai visa tai sugrius ir jūs būsite vėl materialus pasaulio auka.
So why waste our time with such a foolish endeavor?
Taigi, dėl ko mes turėtume švaistyti savo laiką tokiems kvailiems.
When Krishna is very kind and merciful.
Krishna yra labai maloningas.
He's willing to deliver us very swiftly or quickly from this ocean of birth and death.
Jis nori išgelbėti mus labai greitai, staigiai iš šito materialaus pasaulio.
So the question is, how do we get that deliverance?
Ir klausimas yra tame, kaipgi mes būsime išvaduoti.
Of course, some people ask, why should I even be delivered?
Ir kartais žmonės klausia, o dėl ko aš turiu vaduotis?
I'm quite happy in this material world.
Aš šiek tiek laimingas šitame materialiame pasaulyje.
I have money.
Aš turiu pinigų.
I have prestige.
Turiu gerą imidžą.
I have a nice house.
Turiu gerą namą.
I am surrounded by family members.
Turiu gerą šeimą.
My house is nicely decorated.
Mano namas labai gražus papuoštas.
I have nice potted plants.
Turiu gerus planus.
Everything is very nice. Why should I want to be delivered from this place?
Viskas labai gerai, kodėl aš čia turėčiau stengtis išsivaduoti nuo kažko.
But they do not realize.
Bet vis dėlto jie nesupranta.
That even though they may be enjoying now.
Kad galbūt jie dabar ir mėgaujasi.
That enjoyment is only temporary.
Tas pasimėgavimas yra laikinas.
Material existence means sukha dukha.
Material existencija reiškia sukha dukha.
You enjoy for some time.
Jūs pasimėgaujate kurį laiką.
And then Maya gives you a slap.
Ir tada Maya jums duoda antausį.
So in this way we enjoy, we get slapped.
Ir tokiu būdu jūs mėgaujatės, po to jūs gaunat antausį.
Then a little more enjoyment.
Tada vėl truputį duodame.
A big slap.
Vėl gaunat antausį.
So in this way we get beaten around by the material nature.
Ir tokiu būdu jūs pastoviai esat mušami.
Actually, Maya's business is mostly just to slap us.
Ir toks yra Maya's tokia užduotis, kad pastoviai mus trankytų.
But she gives us a little enjoyment every now and then.
Bet taip pat jinai truputį duoda ir to pasimėgavimo.
To keep us in her clutches.
Kad laikytų savo nagose, savo pastose.
We're thinking, well, yes, I will enjoy. Soon I will. Now it's horrible, but soon I will enjoy.
Mes galvojame, taip, dabar aš kenčiu, dabar blogai, bet aš jau greitai aš mėgausiuosi.
The enjoyment of the fruitive worker is his dream of enjoying.
Ir tokio savo veiklos rezultato besiekančio koncepcija apie mėgavimas yra tai tik tais svajonė.
But he never realizes that enjoyment, actually.
Tai yra sapnas, jisai netgi nesupranta, kas yra mėgavimasis.
It is a carrot being dangled in front of the donkey.
Jam tai yra kaip morka, kuri, reiškia, pakabinta priešais asilą.
To induce him to carry that heavy love.
kad jis galėtų, reiškias, žengti ant jos ir nešti tą sunkų.
And he's thinking, I'm really going to enjoy that carrot.
Jis galvoja, aš tuoj pasimėgaujusiu su ta morka.
But he never gets it.
Ir niekada jos nepasiekia.
So that is material life. So many things are dangling in front of your nose. Maya says, I will give you this. I will give you that very nice thing. I will make you like a king in this world. You just do whatever I say. And I will give you so much happiness. So in this way, Maya tricks us. We work like donkeys through the whole life. Until finally we drop dead. And begin the whole thing over again in our next lifetime. So if we are fortunate, we will come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master.
Taigi mes esame labai sėkmingi, nes susidūrėme su Bono Fidėja dvasiniu mokytoju.
Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagavanji Guru Krishna Prishadai Pai Bhakti Latapij. If we're very fortunate, we will come in contact with a spiritual master who will plant that seed of bhakti within the heart.
Taigi mes esame sėkmingi, mes įėjome į kontaktą su dvasiniu mokytoju.
And if we will take that seed of bhakti and we will nurture it very carefully, watering it every day, making sure that there are no weeds growing in the garden, and building a big strong fence around the garden also, to make sure that no mad elephants come in and tromp that creeper. Then that little creeper will grow very nicely. It will penetrate the coverings of this material universe. It will travel through that vast part of Yoma, the spiritual sky. And it will take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri, Sri, Radha and Krishna. And there the full-blown fruit of love of Godhead will manifest. So if we find that we are so fortunate to have come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, and that we have this seed of bhakti planted in our hearts, then we must become very good gardeners, so that that devotional creeper, bhakti lata, can grow very, very nicely. This is how Krishna will deliver us. It's very nice here. Prabhupada is explaining. The process is very simple. He says also the process is easy. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He says one can easily and happily achieve that supreme destination. So the nice thing is that even before you've achieved it, you'll become happy. As soon as you take up the pathway of devotional service, you immediately become happy. When you achieve the perfection,
o kai jūs pasieksite tobulumą,
there's unlimited happiness.
Ten jau bus beribė laimė.
But even in the beginning,
bet net ir pradžioje,
there is great transcendental bliss.
Yra didžiulė transcendentinė laimė.
When you have a mango,
jeigu jūs turit mango,
you have a mango.
Jūs turit mango.
Whether it's ripe,
ar tai būtų prinokęs mango,
or it's unripe,
ar neprinokęs,
you still have a mango.
Jūs vis tiek turit mango.
So, Krishna consciousness, when you begin it, it is unripe.
Ir Krishna sąmonė, kada jūs ją pradedat, jinai yra neprinokus.
And when you achieve perfection, it is ripe.
O kai jūs jau pasiekite tobulumą, jinai yra prinokus.
But even in the very beginning, you have it.
Bet jau pačioje pradžioje jūs turit, jūs ją turit.
It is simply in the unripe condition.
Paprasčiausiai tokioje neprinokusioje formoje.
So, when you purchase one unripened mango,
kai jūs nusiperkate neprinokusį mango,
all you have to do is patiently keep it in your kitchen.
Tiesiog kantriai turit laikyti savo virtuvėje.
And then in due course of time,
ir praėjus laikui,
that mango will become ripe.
Tas mango prinoks.
You just have to make sure not to throw it away.
Ir turit, reiškia, padaryti taip, kad jūs neišmestumėt tą mango.
So once you take this process of Krishna bhakti,
taip, reiškia, turėtumėt praktikuoti šitą procesą Krishna bhakti.
Very seriously.
Labai rimtai.
Your spiritual perfection is guaranteed.
Ir tada jūsų dvasinis tobulumas yra garantuojamas.
You will taste the fruit of pure love of God.
Jūs būtinai paragausite tyros meilės Dievui vaisių.
As long as you meet one condition.
Kai tik tais, reiškia, jūs išpildysite vieną sąlygą.
And that condition is,
ir ta sąlyga yra,
that you do not throw away the mango.
Kad jūs paprasčiausiai neišmesite to mango.
You have to patiently wait for it to ripen.
Jūs paprasčiausiai kantriai turite laukti, kol tas mango prinoks.
So what will we do while we're waiting for it to ripen?
Tai ką gi mes darysim tuo metu, kai jūs laukite?
We will chant.
Mes kartuosim.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We will dance in ecstasy. We will hear and chant the wonderful name, fame, forms, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, quality, philosophy, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mes kartuosime, šlovinsime viešpatį, jo formą, jo skonius, žaidimus, filosofiją ir taip toliau.
Very good. We will take Krishna Prasadam.
Ir mes taip pat ragausime Krishna Prasadam.
We will become a part of a wonderful ISKCON spiritual family. Loving and serving the wonderful Vaishnava community. Just like you may get on one airplane to go to a distant place. But on the airplane, there's already so many nice facilities. I remember the first time I flew to India. On the wallpaper on the inside of the airplane, they had the picture of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. And we had about 80 ISKCON devotees all sitting together in one section.
80.
So there, I think there was one Karmi in the middle of us. And he was feeling a little uncomfortable. I remember Nirguna Prabhu was sitting there reading Sri Yashopanishad out loud.
Who?
One devotee named Nirguna.
vienas atsitaras, kurio vardas buvo Nirguna, jisai netoli sėdėjo ir garsiai skaitė Šri Upanišadą.
He was reading it out loud and currently he was a little uncomfortable. But we had a very nice transcendental ride on our way to the Holy Dham.
Bet mes turėjome labai tokią nuostabų transcendentinę kelionę į šventą vietą.
So the point is, even though we are here in this material world, because we are together as one spiritual family, and we have all wonderful paraphernalia of the spiritual world, like Sri Sri Gaur-Nitai. So many wonderful things here that are completely transcendental, that connect us with the spiritual world. We can be completely happy even in this rotten place, Kaunas, Lithuania. Actually, every place in this material world is rotten.
Iš tikrųjų, visos vietos vandeniam pasaulyje yra tiesiog su...
New York City is rotten.
Kaip New York'as.
Austin, Texas is rotten.
Austinas, Texas is...
Kaunas, Lithuania is rotten.
Lietuva, Kaunas taip pat yra supuvęs.
Everywhere is rotten.
Visur yra puvėsiai.
So many zeros.
Tai yra tiek daug nulių.
But when you put a one in front of all of the zeros, it becomes a very, very big, valuable number. So all we have to do is put Krishna at the forefront. In this rotten material world, will become simply wonderful. Just like a big glob jamun. Because this material world gives us so many opportunities to serve Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. In the spiritual world, where are the fallen conditioned souls? In the spiritual world, where are the fallen conditioned souls? If we want to taste the nectar of preaching Krishna consciousness, this material world is the place to be. I remember one letter that Prabhupada wrote to one traveling Sankirtan party that was distributing books in Scotland. Srila Prabhupada was telling them that by being absorbed in preaching, this whole world will be transferred into a playground. So that's a fact. If we take up the revolutionary mood, that we want to dedicate our lives for making a spiritual revolution here in Kaunas, then every minute will be an exciting adventure. The Bhagavatam is meant for bringing about viplavaha, a spiritual revolution.
Bhagavatam kalba apie viplavaha, tai būtent apie dvasinę revoliuciją.
So we should think Bhagavatam.
Taigi mes turėtume galvoti apie Bhagavatam.
Breathe Bhagavatam.
Kvėpuoti Shrimad Bhagavatam.
Live Bhagavatam.
Gyventi pagal Shrimad Bhagavatam.
Everything about our existence should be completely in Shrimad Bhagavatam consciousness. And in that, this way we will have a revolutionary impact on this material world. To uplift the global consciousness. just like Krishna is lifting Govardhan Hill, Varaha, he is lifting up the earth.
Okay.
So we are meant to this movement is meant to uplift the global consciousness.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, Krishna jisai pakelia Govardhanos kalną, o Varaha Deva jisai pakelia žemę. Ir šitas judėjimas taip pat yra skirtas tam, kad pakelti žmonių sąmonę.
This is our family business.
Tai yra mūsų šeimos reikalas.
This is the easiest way to get the special mercy of Krishna.
Ir tai yra pats lengviausias būdas, kaip gauti ypatingą Krishnos malonę.
If we sincerely try to help others by giving them Krishna consciousness,
jeigu jūs nuoširdžiai stengsitės padėti kitiems, kad jie gautų Krishna sąmonę,
then our Krishna consciousness will automatically be there.
Tai jūsų pačių, mūsų pačių Krishna sąmonė, jie automatiškai jinai atsiras, pakils.
So we can open it up now if there's some questions.
Taigi dabar mes galite paklausyti.
Question back there, come so we can hear you. Yes,
is that right?
Yes,
my question is that is all the time when we remember Krishna, there should be some particular feeling that you really can understand, and now you remember Krishna. Is there any particular that you really feel that now you really remember Krishna, not like just officially?
As you become more and more purified in Krishna consciousness, you will feel Krishna.
Kuo jūs labiau būsite apsivalęs Krishna sąmonė, tuo jūs labiau patirsite Krishna, jausite Krishna.
We are not gyanis.
Mes nesame gyani.
We are not yogis.
Nesame yogi.
We are bhaktas.
Mes esame bhakti.
So just like when you have a close friend, that you have you develop a very warm, loving relationship with your close friend.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, jūs turite kokį nors artimą draugą ir su juo išvystote šiltus santykius.
There's a very nice feeling that comes in that relationship.
Tada jūs galite pajusti tuos nuostabius jausmus tarp jūsų.
The more you give service to that friend,
kuo jūs daugiau tam draugui tarnaujate,
you feel your love growing more and more.
Jaučiate, kad jūsų meilė auga.
So the same things happen with Krishna also.
Ir su Krishna taip pat atsitinka lygiai taip pat.
The more you serve the Lord,
kuo jūs daugiau tarnaujate viešpačiui,
the more you remember the Lord,
kuo jūs daugiau jį atsimenate,
in sincere loving spirit,
tokioje nuoširdžioje meilės,
when you come before the deity, you will feel something.
Ir kai jūs, reiškia, ateinate prieš dievybę, jūs iš karto jaučiate kažką tai jai.
Srila Prabhupada would see the deities and he would cry. I was with Srila Prabhupada in Atlanta.
Aš buvau su Prabhupada Atlantoje.
In 1975. He was sitting on his Vyasasan.
Jisai sėdėjo ant Vyasasano.
And he was looking at Sri Sri Garnitai. I was standing just beside him.
Aš stovėjau šalia jo.
And Srila Prabhupada said, Sri Sri Garnitai have appeared in Atlanta.
Ir Prabhupada pasakė, Sri Sri Garnitai atėjo į Atlantą, apsireiškė Atlantoje.
So I understood that Prabhupada was seeing Garnitai.
Ir aš tada supratau, kad Prabhupada mato Garnitai.
He was actually seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead standing in front of him.
Jis iš tikrųjų matė aukščiausią Dievo asmenį stovintį prieš jį.
To my vision, I was seeing two deities.
Mano matymu, tai buvo dvi dievybės.
Made out of brass.
Iš bronzos.
Nicely decorated.
Labai gražiai papuoštos.
But Prabhupada was directly seeing Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
Bet Prabhupada tiesiogiai matė viešpatį Chaitanya ir Nityananda.
So as we advance in Krishna consciousness more and more,
ir kai tik mes kuo daugiau pažingiam Krishna sąmonę,
everything becomes more deep and more wonderful. The pure spiritual feelings become more and more manifest. A good example is Akrura. Just by seeing the footprints of Krishna, he went into total ecstasy. So when you become, the more you advance in Krishna consciousness, just by seeing anything that reminds you of Krishna, your heart will completely melt. Narottam Das Thakur says, Gorango bolite habe pulaka shahari hari hari bolite nayani babaini. He's saying that when will that opportune moment come to me? When I say the name Gauranga, and I feel shivering in my body, when will I chant Hare Krishna and have tears of love flowing down my face? This means one is very much advancing in Krishna consciousness. When you can just say Hare Krishna, and you have very deep ecstasy just by saying Hare Krishna. But the sad reality now is we're just struggling with our, to give up sense gratification right now. Our minds are being tortured by so many material desires, isn't it? So we just have to stick to the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna. And gradually those wonderful spiritual feelings will come. Questions more?
Mes pradžioje esam, kaip jūs sakėt, kad pas mus yra materialus pirškimai ir mes kovojam su noru visiškai tenkintis. Ir vedose pateikiama įvairiems žmonėms, kaip tai padaryti, kaip atsitikti iš plataus pasaulio. Ir pagal Gytį Krišna patiria naudot karma jogos metodą, aštanga jogos metodą, diana jogos, dianos metodą. Ir kada mes tai atliekam, kada mes kiekvienas mes turim polinkį, ir gaunasi, kad per tai mes kaip ir apsivalom. Pradžia kaip ir labai nesiskiria nuo gyvenio ir karmio. Kom skiriasi baktas, sakyti, nuo gyvenio, karmio, jogo? Kada mes esam baktas, kada mes jogais karmio tarpti? Ypač pradinėse etapas. Čia gal vidinis daugiau.
Kad suvokti skirtumą.
Jo, kaip. Nes pradžia labai panaši.
As you told, in the beginning we do struggle with our material desires, and we have like a fighting. And in the Vedas it is mentioned for different particular people to practice different methods like karma, yoga, or jnana. And in the beginning, devotee beginner, he also very looks like one of the jnanis or one of the karmis. So what is the key difference in the from the very beginning? What is the difference between karmi, jnani, yogi and bhakta when he starts to practice Krishna consciousness and
Well, Karma, the yogi, he is mechanically trying to bring his senses under control.
Jogas jisai mechaniškai stengiasi, reiškia, sukontroliuoti savo jausmus.
He sits in rigid postures.
Jisai sėdi tokiose tokiose pozose.
He regulates the incoming breath and the outgoing breath.
Jis reguliuoja savo įkvėpimą ir iškvėpimą.
These yoga practices enable him to gradually make his mind absolutely still. Not even the slightest tinge of turbulence. At this point, he is instructed by Patanjali in the Yoga Sutras that he is to fix his mind on Lord Shri Vishnu. But remember, this is mechanical. Vishvamrita Muni achieved that stage of the samadhi stage of the Ashtanga system.
Vishvamrita Muni pasiekė tą būtent Ashtanga yogos samadhi būseną.
And you know that Indradeva got very nervous.
Žinote istoriją, kad Indradeva jisai susinervino labai.
And Vishvamrita became such a powerful yogi. So he sent that beautiful Menaka. Just by hearing the sound of Menaka's ankle bell. Yoga practice finished. So, if the bhakta, he is in a safer position. Because he falls in love with Krishna. So nothing else can steal his mind away. When a person is in love, he can do nothing but think of his beloved 24 hours daily. Nothing else even appeals to his mind. If he sees a beautiful flower, he thinks, let me give this as a gift to my beloved.
Aš padovanosiu šitą gėlę savo mylimajam.
If he sees a nice restaurant,
jeigu mato nuostabų restoraną,
he thinks, let me bring my beloved to this restaurant and feed her a nice dinner.
Tai aš atsivesiu savo reiškiasi mylimą į šitą restoraną ir labai skaniai pamaitinsiu.
His mind is fully absorbed in his beloved and everything he sees, he relates to his beloved.
Ir tokiu būdu visas protas jo yra pasinėręs apie mylimą ir viską jam skiria.
So the devotee is in a very safe position. Even if Menaka comes with her ankle bells, he will make her a devotee. Just like that Haridas Thakur, he made that Maya, that prostitute, into a devotee. So being a devotee is much better than being a yogi. And a jnani, he also does great austerities of philosophical speculation. He denies all the dualities of material existence. 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18. But there's nothing there, nothing left. The living entity desires rasa. It is natural to desire relationship. What kind of relationship can you have with impersonal Brahman? There's nothing to relate with. So it is not a satisfying position. That's why Bhagavatam says, adhanti adho. They fall down again. And then karmi, the course there, karmi in one sense means one who follows the Vedic rituals very strictly. That is karmi.
Karmi yra tie, kurie labai griežtai seka vedinis ritualis ir taisyklė.
And what we see running around Lithuania, they are called vikarmi, actually.
Tie, kuriuos jūs matote čia Lietuvoje, bėgiojančius, tai jie yra iš tikrųjų vikarmi.
But the karmi, those who are strictly following karmi yoga process.
Bet tie karmi, kurie griežtai seka karma kandos procesu.
They may elevate themselves to the heavenly planet.
Jie gali pakelti save iki rojos planetų.
But what is the use of the heavenly planet?
Bet kokia išnauda?
You have some sense gratification.
Jūs gaunate kažkokį tai jausmų pasitenkinimą.
You burn off all the reactions to your karma kandia activity.
Sudeginate visą savo karma kandos veiklos.
And you come back down to this material world to suffer again.
Vėl grįžtate į šitam pasaulį ir kenčiate toliau.
Why waste time bouncing up and down between the heavenly planets and the earthly planet?
Kam švaistyti laiką persikeliant iš vienos planetos į kitą?
Why not get out of this miserable mess by the quick and easy process of Krishna consciousness?
Kodėl gi ne išsprūsti iš šito visiškai materialios betvarkės ir grįžti dvasinį pasaulį?
Questions? Comments also are welcome, yes.
I was just thinking about the Bhakta's position is still safer. Even the Menaka comes, if he falls down, still he is protected. His essence of devotional service is not lost.
That's a very good point. Even if a devotee falls down somehow or other, the Bhagavatam says that he does not undergo material existence like others, fruitive workers, etc. Because a person who has once tasted the nectar of the lotus seed of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again and again and again.
Čia komentaras dar buvo, reiškia, kad netgi jeigu atsidavęs puola, jis vis tiek yra saugesnėje padėtyje ir jo skonis viešpačiui, jisai išlieka, jis jo nepraranda, jis tada jis prisimena vėl ir vėl ir vėl.
And once he again takes up the path, once he again takes up the path of Krishna Bhakti, he picks up where he left off. But the yogi, the jnani, the karmi, they lose everything. They accumulate no permanent assets.
Neišnykstamų turto.
So any other comment, question?
Gal yra dar komentarų klausimų?
Yes.
Reiškia, sadhana bhakti, pradinis etapas irgi yra mechaninė. Ir iš tikrųjų bhakti yoga pagrįsta sadhusanga. Ir jeigu bhaktas jis negauna sadhusangos, praktiškai jam yra sunku atsiskirti nuo jūsų pasirišimų. Jo protas yra neramus. Gal šito atveju, gal, pavyzdžiui, Radža jogos, Bhakti jogos pratimai, koncentracija, pranayama padėtų? Jis koncentruoti Krishna. Tai nėra sadhusanga.
In the beginning of devotional service, we practice sadhana bhakti, which is also quite mechanical. And it could be maintained in essence by the association of devotees. Sattvas, yeah, and those exercises of yoga, Raja Yoga, is it helpful in the beginning?
The Hatha Yoga system, the physical yoga system, is good for your health.
Fizinė yoga sistema yra gera jūsų.
It is also good for brahmacharya life.
taip pat yra gerai brahmacharya gyvenime.
But it's not necessary. If you're doing devotional service, then everything is covered automatically.
Bet tai nėra kaip būtiniausia. Jeigu jūs atliekate atsidavimo tarnystę, tai automatiškai tai apims tuos dalykus.
If someone feels they're helped by doing some yoga asanas, we do not object.
Ir kažkas gali jausti, kad atliekant asanas, jisai jam yra tai gerai, ir mes tai to neneigiam.
But it is not a requirement for our pathway.
Bet tai nėra pat kaip toks būtiniausias dalykas, sudėdamasis dalykas mūsų kelyje.
Turbūt dauguma jaučia, kad pavyzdžiui, vieni atsidavę mums labiau patinka, kiti mažiau yra kažkaip santykiai.
Kas atinka?
Atsidavę ten. Pavyzdžiui, santykiai su vienai šiltesni, su kitais mažiau. Ir ko mes turime siekti, kad būtų su visais vienodai santykiai. Mes kad ar tai negali atsitikti taip, kad kažkokie...
Ar santykiai turi būti vienodi su visais, ar
jo,
ne?
Su visais.
Ar ne? Klausimas, jo?
Jo, nes ir kitas klausimas prie to, kad ar neatsitiktų taip, kad kažkokie artimieji santykiai, tokie po to, kada jau reikia, tarkim, šitas gyvenimas baigės, kad tai nebus kaip prisirišimas, kuris reiškia trukdys
dvasiškai tobulėti.
Ne tai, kad tobulėti, tai tame reiškia kada reikės palikti tą draugystę, tarkim. Kad ar tai reiškia, nes vis tiek, kaip sakė Būro, kad reikia siekti tų santykių reiškia su Krišna. Jis atsidavusis, reiškia, ar jie turi būti siekimi, kad visi vienodai būtų, ar gali būti kažkokie ypatingi santykiai su kažkuriais, taip, su kitais neutralais. Ar to nereikia siekti, ir gal tai maja, ar to reikia vengti, ar tik Krišnai.
In relationship with other devotees, we feel that we have different relations. Somebody we like better, somebody we not so much. And what is how should we act? Should we try to develop our relations in like the same relations with everyone, that everyone is like equal towards us, or should we like act in a particular way?
And yes.
And also, he's saying that at the end, of our life, we have some particular deep relations, and those relations might cause maybe something good or bad. So how we should?
Yes, your relationships must all be spiritual.
Jūsų santykiai visi turėtų būti dvasiniai.
And then they will help you at the time of death.
Tada mirties valandą jie padės.
They will strengthen you, Krishna consciousness.
Jie jūs sustiprins, Krishna sąmonėje.
If you make Krishna the center of each relationship,
ir jeigu jūs kiekvienos santykio su kitais atsidavusiais padarysite centrą Krishna,
then each and every relationship you have will strengthen you at the moment of death.
Ir tada kiekvienas santykis su jumis, su kitais atsidavusiais, jūs sustiprins.
There are three basic types of relationships. One is the relationship we have with devotees who are more advanced than we are. The second one is the relationship we have with devotees who are equally as advanced as we are.
Ir antras tipas santykių yra, kada mes esame vienodai pažengę su kitu atsidavusiu.
And the third relationship we have with devotees who are less advanced than we are.
Ir kitas trečias santykis tai yra asociacijų, kuris mažiau pažengęs negu mes.
With those who are more advanced,
su tais, kurie labiau yra pažengę,
we offer our respectful obeisances.
Mes lenkiamės.
We welcome their association.
Mes trokštam jo bendravimo.
We serve them with love.
Mes tarnaujame jiems su meile.
And we take training and instruction from them.
Ir mes priimame pamokymus ir apmokymą iš jo.
Those who are our equals,
tie, kurie yra lygus su mumis,
we make very nice friendship with them.
Mes labai draugaujame su jais.
We serve them, we also serve them with love.
Mes taip pat jiems su meile tarnaujame.
And we share our realizations with them.
Ir mes dalinamės savo patirtimi su jais.
And for those who are less advanced,
o tie, kurie yra mažiau pažengę,
we also serve them with love.
Mes taip pat jiems tarnaujame su meile.
By being very kind to them.
Bet tokiu būdu, kad esame jiems maloningi.
To help them advance in Krishna consciousness.
Padedame jiems pažengti Krishna sąmonėje.
So these are the three types of relationships.
Tai yra būtent tokie trys būdai, trys tipai atsitinės ryšių su atsidavusiais.
So we do have different relationships with everyone.
Ir tada tai reiškia, kad mes turime praktiškai skirtingus santykius.
In the spiritual world there are millions of different kinds of relationships.
Dvasiniame pasaulyje yra milijonai santykių, kurie yra skirtingi.
That's one reason that Krishna has made everyone different. Just like there are no two snowflakes that are exactly alike.
Nėra tokių dviejų, kas yra būtent visiškai tokie pat.
Every snowflake is totally unique.
Snowflake?
Snowflake. You know when the winter comes, that white stuff all over the ground? Each little particle of snow, if you put it under a microscope, it has a beautiful pattern which is totally unique to that particular piece of snow.
Ir jeigu jūs paimsite snaigę ir bandysite ją pažvelgti pro mikroskopą, jūs nerasite dviejų tokių pačių snaigių ir kiekviena iš jų yra tokia unikali, turinti labai gražią savo formą.
So each and every living being is created by Krishna with his or her own unique qualities.
Ir Krishna kiekvieną iš mūsų sukūrė tokiu būdu, kad kiekviena asmenybė turi savo ir unikalias savybės.
Krishna is the supreme enjoyer.
Ir Krishna yra aukščiausias besimėgaujantis.
He likes to have all kinds of varieties.
Ir jis mėgsta tą įvairovę.
Therefore, he has made each and every one of us completely unique and different.
Ir būtent todėl jis kiekvieną padarė tokį unikalių ir skirtingų.
So he can enjoy a unique and particular relationship with each and every one of us.
Ir todėl jis gali mėgautis tuo skirtingu santykiu.
So it's natural that even in this material world,
ir tai yra natūralu, kad netgi šitame materialiame pasaulyje,
we find that everybody is different.
Matome visus skirtingus.
That means every relationship you have with every devotee,
tai reiškia, kad kiekvienas santykis, kuris jis turi su atsidavusiais,
is unique and is different.
Jie yra unikalūs ir skirtingi.
The three categories I gave you,
trys kategorijos, kurias mes jums davėm,
have many, many, many subdivisions.
Jie turi daugybę subkategorijų.
So you should simply dive into this ocean of transcendental relationships.
Taigi jūs tiesiog galite nerti į tą transcendentinių santykių įvairovę su atsidavusiais.
And learn how to strengthen your Krishna consciousness.
Ir išmokti, kaip sutvirtinti savo Krishna sąmonę.
By strengthening your relationship with each and every devotee.
Paprasčiausiai sutvirtinant savo santykius su kiekvienu iš atsidavusių.
ISKCON is not the buildings.
Ir ISKCONas tai nėra pastatai.
ISKCON is a network of relationships between devotees. That's what ISKCON is.
Tai yra, ISKCONas tai yra santykius su atsidavusiais tinklas. Tai yra ISKCONas.
You don't become an ISKCON member just by putting some tilak on your nose.
Jūs netampate ISKCONo narių paprasčiausiai užsidėdamas tilak ant savo.
You become an ISKCON member by developing strong, loving relationships with the devotees.
Jūs tampate ISKCONo nariu tada, kai jūs išvystote stiprius santykius su atsidavusiais.
Dar truputį, truputį labai nedaug trūksta iki pilno atsakymo, kad aš gaučiu.
It's just a little bit not enough to the full answer. He wants to ask something.
Jūs sakėt, kad reikia su visais santykius vystyti. Ir reiškia, kad yra su aukštesnės atsidavusiais lygiais.
You mentioned that we should try to develop our relationship with everybody in those three categories.
Bet vis tiek principas, kad dauguma lygus yra, turbūt.
But the principle probably is that most of us are on the same equal level.
Tai ir jeigu remiantis tą įvairovę, va, kurią Krišna reiškia, jau Krišna, mes jeigu pasirinkti įvairovę, mes tada, reiškia, turim nevystyti prisirišimo prie tų atsidavų, kurie mums tokie artimesni, ar su visais atstatyti, ar jeigu tai pasireiškia, jeigu vidinis noras ar potraukis ieškoti draugystės su tais, kurie artimesni, ar tai reikia to vengti, o su visais vienodai. Tai, kad nebūtų sunkus įsiskirimas.
So, and amongst the equal levels, we also feel that we have attraction to some of devotees and some are not attracted.
Yes, there are devotees who are in different modes.
Yeah, and should we try to further develop, you know, with those we have attraction, and you know how it should be then?
You have to have respect for all the devotees.
Jūs turite turėti pagarbą visiems atsidavusiems.
And you should especially have relationship where you can most easily wherever you can most easily establish nice relationships. You can focus on those areas.
Ir jūs tiesiog galite stengtis turėti ryšius su tais atsidavusiais, su kuriais jūs būtent ir galite turėti labai nuostabius santykius.
Because we need strong relationships.
Nuostabius tokius tvirtus santykius, kadangi mums reikia tokių tvirtų santykių.
Wherever you find it is easiest to have shishigarnitai ki jai. Wherever you find that it is easiest to have strong relationships, that you can concentrate on those devotees.
Ir kai tik jūs jaučiate, kad santykius, tvirtus santykius išvystyti yra lengva, tai jūs juos turite vystyti su tais atsidavusiais.
But at the same time, you should cultivate nice feelings towards all of the Vaishnavas.
Ir tuo pat metu jūs taip pat turite vystyti tokius gerus jausmus kitų atsidavusių atžvilgiu.
Even if you have some disagreement with them.
Net jeigu jūs kai kuriais atvejais nesutinkate su jais.
We have to always see that even though we disagree,
net jeigu yra nesutarimas,
what are we disagreeing on? We're disagreeing on how to serve Krishna.
Dėl to, kaip tarnauti Krishna.
So we're agreeing to serve Krishna.
Mes sutinkame tarnauti Krishna, taigi mes...
We have to always see that we're all, even when we disagree, we're disagreeing of how to serve Krishna.
Mes tiesiog dabar galime sutarti su juo, kad tarnauti Krishna yra gerai ir mes sutinkame.
So we're together on the principle of serving Krishna.
Taigi mes esame kartu su juo, tame principe, kad mes sutinkam tarnauti Krishna. Gali būti skirtingai kaip, bet...
There is one saying, unity in diversity.
Yra vienas pasakymas, vienybės skirtybėje.
There is unity in diversity and diversity in unity.
Vienybės skirtybėje ir skirtybė vienybėje.
Any other questions?
Dar yra klausimas.
No more questions. All right. That young boy who was here last time, he was asking questions like anything. forget his name, but he was so, huh?
Mukund?
Mukunda.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he is, I hope he comes, because he has so many questions. Oh, here's son? You bring him here tomorrow morning? Oh, very good. So, if there's no more questions tonight, we can end. We were actually going to spend more time in Lithuania, but I was called to North America from some special meeting.
Taigi mes dar susitiksime rytoj. Ir aš norėjau Lietuvoje iš tikrųjų pabūti daugiau, bet mane pakvietė į susitikimą Šiaurės Amerikoje.
So we're here for one day only.
Ir aš čia esu tik vieną dieną.
But I'm available, Mataji and I are both available all day tomorrow. Anyone wants to come and...
Bet mes esam pasiekiami rytoj visą dieną, Mataji ir...
Our whole day is available for anyone who wants to associate. We're staying at that Radha restaurant or that that cultural center. Everyone knows where it is.
Yeah.
So everyone is welcome to come. We're leaving here on the early after Mangal Arti on Wednesday morning. So all of Tuesday, the whole day is available. So we thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita Raja Vidya ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.
Taigi mokytės rytoj dar ryte skaitys paskaitą ir vakare.